Psalm 34. Of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, so that he drove him out, and he went away. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. We have all come across someone who constantly complains. No matter what good things wash into their lives, they focus on the bad. Psalm 34 takes that sinful impulse within all of us and flips it inside out. No matter how many bad things wash into our life, we can be someone who focuses on the good. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The rest of the psalm unpacks why and how we can praise God moment by moment as we move through life. Notice one particular element of rejoicing in God in all of life. Those who look to him are radiant. Have you ever met a radiant man or woman? Have you seen a countenance of brilliant light on the face of someone else? This is on another plane beyond mere physical attractiveness or health. Have you ever spent time with someone who had a certain glow, a certain magnetic charm, and you knew that it was because that person had lived a life of looking to the Lord? Consider the ways that the psalmist speaks of the abundant provision and care of the Lord. To look to the Lord and be radiant as a result is to walk through life in happy defiance of any circumstantial adversity, sending your emotional life into meltdown. You have God. You are safe. You have everything. This is true even when you are brokenhearted and crushed in spirit. For God has demonstrated that he is not a stoic God, a distant God removed from our frailties and distresses. In Jesus, God drew near. He entered into our brokenheartedness. The Lord Jesus knows what it is to be crushed in spirit. He endured everything we do, with the sole exception of sin. Enjoy life in Christ. Walk with him. Look to him. Become radiant and glorious.